In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of my God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this night, when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink." Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we by our words and actions serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. Terry, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Colleen, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Andrea, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sharon, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dorothy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. David, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gary, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Marlene, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Charlotte, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lillian, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dorothy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mary, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Vern, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sarah, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Morgan, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Carolyn, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Darren, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Farron, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gabriel, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Savannah, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Carol, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Bill, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Instead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father,
Now you can stand by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may be continually manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Exodus chapter 24. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made for you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven from clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He causes wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him.
For that which has not been told unto them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the blood of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter. Now before Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, on this Holy Thursday, our attention is given especially to meditate upon the Holy Eucharist. This is the new covenant in Jesus' blood prophesied by Jeremiah. This is our Lord's last will and testament, which he bequeathed to his holy bride, the Church, and by which he continually sustains and feeds her. This is the lifeblood of the Christian, the source of strength and preservation in the one true faith. This is the heavenly manna, the bread of life, which our Lord rains down upon us to feed and sustain us as we make our way through the wilderness of this sinful world to the promised land of his eternal kingdom. This is the medicine of immortality, by which the leprosy of sin that afflicts us all is thoroughly healed. This is the breaking of the bread, by which our Lord Jesus is made known to us. It is in the Holy Supper that we, like Moses and the elders before us, behold God and eat and drink. This is where we behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away our sins. This is where we take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Here, in this most holy sacrament, Jesus gives his actual flesh as real food and his actual blood as real drink. Here is the fulfillment of all the blood that was shed in the Old Testament, the blood that was thrown upon the altar and upon the people, the blood that was shed by the Passover lambs and sprinkled on the doorposts and lintels, the blood that poured out of countless animals in the sacrificial system of the Old Covenant. All of that blood pointed forward to and is fulfilled in the better and more perfect blood of Jesus, who is the ultimate Passover lamb, whose blood was shed upon the altar of the Holy Cross to make full atonement for our sins, whose blood pours forth out of his side and into the chalice that we may drink of it and live. In the Old Covenant, God's people were forbidden to eat the blood of the animals they shed, because, as God said, the life of the creature is in its blood. It was the blood that made atonement for their sins, for that blood pointed forward to the blood of Christ, but they were not allowed to consume the blood, for the life of the creature is in its blood. But now, in the New Testament, the same God who forbade the eating of the blood has become a creature in taking on our human flesh and has blood in himself. And he now says, take, eat, take, drink. For unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Do you see it? The life of the creature is in its blood. The life of Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, is in his blood. And he gives us to drink of his blood and receive the eternal life in this most holy sacrament. That's goosebump-provoking stuff, my friends. We could say so much more about this most holy meal, but eventually our words expire in attempting to try to describe it, for it is, at the end of the day, a mystery beyond our full comprehension. Who can adequately describe this mysterious and miraculous meal? Oh, my friends, if we could but see with our human eyes what is really taking place when we participate in this sacred meal, I dare say it would be too much for us to handle. Such is why, by his grace and mercy, our holy Lord gives himself to us in this holy meal, humbly and hiddenly, writing into our hearts via our mouths upon simple bread and wine. His power is hidden in seeming weakness. His wisdom is camouflaged in what appears to be foolish. In the same way, though, that the human and divine natures of our Lord Jesus were mystically united in one person, so too are the earthly elements of bread and wine and the heavenly elements of Christ's body and blood mystically united in one food and one drink given to us Christians for the forgiveness of our sins. Let the world and even many other Christians call us fools for believing the word of our Lord, which assures us that the bread and wine we receive are the very body and blood of our Lord. For this is no mere memorial meal, no time to simply reminisce and daydream about what happened on a hill outside of the walls of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is real. This is where Calvary is brought to you. This is where that same body and blood given and shed on that cross on that hill 2,000 years ago is delivered into you that you might have life in Christ. And because it is real, because it is Jesus, the real presence of Jesus, the very body and blood of our Lord, it demands our reverence and awe, yea, even our astonishment. For nothing in this life compares to what happens at the table of our Lord. For here we receive our Lord himself, and with him the forgiveness, life, and salvation he won for us on the holy cross. For that cross has now become for us the tree of life, the fruits of which we receive here as we gather at our Lord's table. This holy meal is the center of our Christian lives, my friends. This is our lifeblood. We move to and from the altar of our Lord. We live to and from the altar of our Lord, where our lovely bridegroom loves and provides for his beautiful bride, even we, his holy Christian church. For here at the holy altar, we penitent believers recline at table with the Lord of the universe. Here we enter the holy places by the flesh and blood of our great high priest. Here we are joined to all the saints, both on earth and in heaven, surrounded by the heavenly host. Here, heaven and earth are one. And here, at the holy altar, is where we fulfill our Lord's command to love one another as he has loved us. For here, at the altar, is the most intimate and loving fellowship we can possibly share this side of heaven. Even more intimate and loving than the love of spouse for spouse, parent for child, or child for parent. Here, we are made one flesh in Christ, one bride of the bridegroom. Dear friends, let us ponder this mystery, but more than that, let us never grow weary of coming and receiving it and giving thanks to God for it. O come, all ye faithful, O come ye to Bethlehem, to this house of bread, and partake of the one who came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, the one who was laid in a manger, a feeding trough, and now places himself upon the manger of the altar to be our food and our life. O come, let us adore him and feed on him, Christ the Lord. O come, all ye faithful, to the table of your Lord, singing, praise we him whose love divine gives his sacred blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, Christ the victim, Christ the priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, on this night when we receive the Holy Sacrament, on the night when our dear Lord Jesus instituted it, we prepare ourselves with the Christian questions with their answers prepared by Dr. Luther. Please stand. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe it. I am a sinner.
How do you know this?
From the Ten Commandments, which I have not kept.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yes, I am sorry that I have sinned against God.
What have you deserved from God because of your sin?
His wrath and displeasure, temporal death and eternal damnation.
Do you hope to be saved?
Yes, that is my hope.
In whom then do you trust?
In my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God and man.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins.
Did the Father also die for you?
He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit. But the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed his blood for me.
How do you know this?
From the Holy Gospel, from the words instituting the sacrament, and by his body and blood given me as the flesh in the sacrament.
What are the words of institution?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Do you believe, then, that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament?
Yes, I believe it.
What convinces you to believe this?
The word of Christ, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood."
What should we do when we eat his body and drink his blood, and in this way receive his pledge?
We should remember and proclaim his death and the shedding of his blood, as he taught us. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Why should we remember and proclaim his death?
First, so we may learn to believe that no creature could make satisfaction for our sins. Only Christ, true God and man, could do that. Second, so we may learn to be horrified by our sins and to regard them as very serious. Third, so we may find joy and comfort in Christ alone, and through faith in him be saved.
What motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins?
His great love for his Father, and for me and other sinners, as it is written in John 14, Romans 5, Galatians 2, and Ephesians 5.
Finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament?
That I may learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sin, and also learn from him to love God and my neighbor.
What should admonish and encourage a Christian to receive the sacrament frequently?
First, both the command and the promise of Christ the Lord. Second, his own pressing need, because of which the command, encouragement, and promise are given.
But what should you do if you are not aware of this need and have no hunger and thirst for the sacrament?
To such a person, no better advice can be given than this. First, you should touch his body to see if he still has 7. Second, he should look around to see whether he is still in the world, and remember that there will be no lack of sin and trouble, as the scriptures say in John 15:16, and in 1 John 2:5. Third, he will certainly have the devil also around him, who with his lying and murdering day and night will let him have no peace, within or without, as the scriptures picture him in John 8:16, 1 Peter 5, Ephesians 6, and 2 Timothy 2.
Take note. These questions and answers are no child's play, but are drawn up with great earnestness of purpose by the venerable and devout Dr. Luther, for both young and old. Let each one pay attention and consider it a serious matter, for St. Paul writes to the Galatians in chapter 6, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked." Let us pray. Merciful Lord, you have prepared the feast before us as a remembrance and delivery of your Son's sacrifice for us on the cross. Hear our prayers in his name and for his sake. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, though we do not deserve your bounty, you provide for all our needs in this body and life. Continue to give us our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, we ask you to look kindly upon those who are ill, hospitalized, facing tests, surgery, or other medical procedures, as well as all recovering in nursing homes or struggling with chronic pain, especially all those who have requested our prayers, whom you know by name. Grant them healing or give them grace to endure these bodily afflictions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, you have provided the sacrament of the altar to us for our benefit. Grant us a right faith to believe that you are present in your body and your blood, according to your own testament, and to receive the blessings of this sacrament according to your promise. Bathe us and wash us clean in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, give your holy church on earth the unity in Christ that only your word can create. Help us to lead holy lives, increase our love for one another, bless our selfless sacrifice to one another, and grant us your Holy Spirit that we may be heavenly minded. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, we entrust all for whom we pray through the Holy One, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who willingly suffered and the betrayal of this night in order to give his life in our place on the cross to atone for all our sins. In his holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Very body of Christ given for you.
Very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The very body of Christ given 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 for you.
Thank you.
holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. far from seeing me from the words of my groaning. Yet you are holy. In you, our fathers trusted. They trusted. And you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. Trusted and were not put to shame. See me, haunt me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. Rescue him, for he delights in him. At my mother's breast, on you I was cast from my birth. And from my mother's womb, you have been my God. Encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. Strength is dried up by posture, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hand and feet. I could count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments hearts among themselves. Lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. Precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. Rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. He has not despised and heard the affliction, and he has not hidden his face from him, but he has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform. shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. Families of the nations shall worship before him, for kingship belongs to the Lord. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Prosperity will serve him. Should be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. That he has done it.